Okay, the lunch counter sit-in story. How old were you when that actually started? Then I'd like to know the background of what was going on in the community as this was about to begin.
As I told you, my mother was a teacher at Dungey High School. Spencer was a poor area here in Oklahoma. It was considered the country. But what they had was a lot of pride and a lot of determination and a lot of guts. She taught out there for years. She had written a play. Mom was always writing plays and books and stories, having her kids memorize. And the play was called Brother President, the story of Martin Luther King Jr. But along with being an educator, she was determined that nothing could hold her diamonds back, referring to her students. She was determined to make them learn. They put on this play, and when they put on the play, Herb Wright from the National NAACP, who was the youth director at that time, saw the play and invited the young people to go to New York City to present the play, Brother President, in front of the NAACP National Convention. However, he only wanted to take one student. But if you knew my mom, you would know that she wouldn't take one without taking the rest of them. Most of these students never have had an opportunity to go across the state line. As a matter of fact, some of the students that I knew out there during that time had cardboard in the bottom of their shoes and would walk up to mom's house to see her for her to help them. They started fundraising campaigns, selling pools and popcorn and everything else, so that the young people could go to New York City to the NAACP National Convention.
And I understood it took $1,895 for the trip.
I've forgotten how much it was, but that sounds about right.
Right.
What was amazing about it, and for years and years I tried to understand her rhyme to reasoning on this. Her and the other advisors sat down and mapped out a plan. And this plan was that we would go the northern route and return the southern route. Now, how interesting is that? Because we thought the segregation was that way all over the United States. During that time in Oklahoma, and you know Oklahoma, we had some of the more segregated laws than any other state in the Union.
Tell us a little bit about that, how blacks were treated in restaurants and they could not eat. Just lay the background on that.
In Oklahoma City, we could go downtown and shop anywhere. We couldn't try on clothes, hats, personal items. We would go downtown and buy supplies or whatever we needed and couldn't try them on. My grandmother would take a string, measure our feet before she went to the store to buy the shoe. So that's how you would get your shoes. In most of the places, there were no bathrooms for blacks. But those that had them had colored bathrooms and white bathrooms, colored water fountains and white water fountains, colored telephone booths and white telephone booths. When you go downtown, we could shop all day, but we had to go around to the back of Greens to order our food, to get a brown paper sack and go wait on the bus so that we could eat. We didn't have any place to go eat in Oklahoma City. But we thought that's where it was all over.
All right. Your mother was going to take you to the northern route.
Right. So. We left Oklahoma. 99.9% of us never been across the state line. And on our way to New York City, for the first time, understand what I'm telling you, for the first time in our lives, for the first time in our young lives, have we ever had opportunity to go into a restaurant, sit down, and order a Coke. Nothing was like Oklahoma. The route we went, we were able to go into the restaurants. And you know what? They didn't even have colored bathrooms.
Right.
They didn't even have colored water fountains. After we got to New York City and saw that city and what they were doing in that place, I better understood what Harry Tubman said, a little bit of freedom is a dangerous thing.
Right.
And we found out then that we didn't like what we were seeing here.
Were you 8 years old?
I was younger than that. See, I started school early. I started the school early after Dungey. They didn't have kindergarten during that time.
So were you six then?
Six.
6 years mm-hmm. old. And were you in the play?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you were part of the cast.
You had to do something with me. So on the way back, we came back to Southern Run. back again. The age-old segregation and discrimination. Back to the colored bathrooms. Back to the colored water fountains. Back of the back of the bus. When we came back from the NAACP convention, we would meet at NAACP meetings every Monday night. And we started negotiating with the people, the powers to be in Oklahoma City, about allowing us the opportunity to go in and sit down like everybody else and drink a Coke or eat a hamburger. The response was nobody wanted to sit next to us, that they would lose all their business if they ever catered to us. They could take all our money and send us to the back of the building to eat like dogs.